We cannot let their voices stifle our cause. This political crisis puts our head in their jaws. History is upon us. We've seen this before. We can never allow freedom to exit our shore. Welcome to the Trump Chronicle. I'm Ray Brookstein, your host, and I'm also known as Ray Ray. The show's namesake derives from two books which I authored, which chronicle the events of the Trump presidency through poetry. And this show is really dedicated to discussing these events with guests from different walks of life and to help shed some light on these subjects. So what I'm going to do is going to jump on the bus right now and, oh my God, the Green Deal, as it's been offered up by AOC and embraced by most of the Democratic candidates for president. If this doesn't set off alarms, I don't know what will. Just how dangerous and off the wall these proposals are for our country. How any rational, hardworking American could take this seriously is beyond me. But it's a stark reminder of how far left these people have become. They want to save the earth. Why not start with our own backyard? So I want to, before I introduce my guests, I'd like to read a poem that I wrote that's known as Soylent Green 2.0. They've outlined their programs, but it's short on detail. The jerry-rigging of America, which is destined to fail. Coast-to-coast travel, while jets fill with rust. Slot cars on highways, Boeing and Exxon a bust. Clunkers are outlawed, duct tape's a must. Behold the new slogan on currency, in socialism we trust. Taxes are massive, which strangle our neck. Cookie-cutter corporations, will Wall Street object? 12 years till doomsday, it's time to enact. What about China and India? Well, good luck with that. Food for the masses, clothes all the same. Removing all borders, thus changing our name. Healthcare and wealthcare, federal con jobs for all. Will we let stealth and coercion pushes over the fall, while controlling the message, so we will do as they say, while big tech conspires to keep the information and people at bay. The future's not pretty, it's Orwell gone wild. It's their cradle, but our grave, yet convince us that we're doing it in style. So I'd like to introduce my guests. Irene Peduto is from Hudson County in New Jersey. She was a Democrat for most of her adult life. And when the World Trade Center attack occurred, she watched it from her building and heard some boys applauding. That event sent her on a truth mission. She became a Republican. On the personal side, she has 3 adult married children and 5 adult grandchildren, which are the reasons why she's so active. Carly Bonet is a singer, songwriter, and actress. She's also a Twitter enthusiast. She loves our president and all that's Q. She, too, is a mother of 2 sons living in New York. And she says that that isn't easy. Welcome, ladies.
How you doing?
Hi, Ray.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, one of the things I found very interesting about the film is that it came out in 1973, and it depicts life in 2022. How's that for timing?
What film?
It's just,
what film are you talking about?
The Soylent Green.
Oh, Soylent Green.
Oh!
Wow, yeah.
Unbelievable. So I want to ask you, Irene, I was really struck when you told me that you basically lived in the shadow of the World Trade Center. That morning must have been unbelievable. Why don't you tell us a little about that morning?
Well, every single day, I was working at a high school, which was originally, it was a military installation because of its proximity to New York. We were right across the river. So over time, it became a high school, and I was working there as a counselor. When the first plane hit, well, anyway, it was just disastrous. It was just horrendous. And there were boys cheering. They were Muslims. They were, you know, I don't know how many thousands, but I heard maybe 20 or 30 applauding. And so that took me, because I used to listen to the news every morning before I went to work, and I thought I was very smart, and I kept myself up to date. And then that happened. So I thought, how could that be? And that sent me on a personal journey. First thing I read was a book called Bias by Bernie Goldberg, which taught me about the bias in the media. And that was the beginning of becoming a very aware person, because when I was a Democrat, I was completely oblivious. Everybody was a Democrat, and we all voted that way.
Carly, let me ask you, what were you doing that morning?
Hi, Bo.
Okay.
Honestly, at the time, I was living in Mindiola, where I still am, thankfully. And I was in the basement doing Taibo. I was singing in Brooklyn at the time, Shape. And here I am doing my exercising, and the phone rings, and my husband says, are you in front of the TV? And I was like, no, I'm in the basement. He says, go put on the TV. And I turned it on, and the first building was hit.
You know.
And I fell to my knees. And I am such a New Yorker. Sex and the City was the TV show. I lived on 11th Street and Avenue A. I was always in the city. I drove to Brooklyn every weekend to work. I mean, this was my city. It was on fire.
It really hit us hard. Just thinking about it
right now, my chest hurts. Just saying it, it hurts.
Well, I can feel it.
I ran out on the front porch, and I looked at the sky. It was such a beautiful, crisp, clear day. You never saw such a beautiful September day, and not one plane in the sky. It was like there was no sound. Like all sound had been sucked out of the air. There was nothing. It was incredible. Oh God, just thinking about it.
You know, it's been 18 years ago, and it's like the mind forgets that this event. It seems like we got together for a while as a people, but then it seemed to deteriorate into the same old, and here we are, 2016, probably, that election was probably the single greatest event in our adult lives, and now we have the left coming at us with this proposal. It's just lunacy to me. What do you think is behind this, Irene?
Well, you know, I think the New Deal by Roosevelt was, I read a little bit about that to see how could this new Green Deal be applauded. Remember that the Great Depression was because of the New Deal? We were 7 years longer in the Depression because of Roosevelt. But what he did was establish a way to have the federal government intervene in our finances and our social life. And so that's what he really did. He established that precedent. So for her to come along today, this socialist, and call it the new Green Deal, if I were a Democrat, I'd probably run from that word. But they like it because it gave them the ability to do what they're doing, to say what they say, and to try to initiate an impossible program. But it's just Rush Limbaugh said when Trump was elected, and I can't believe no true words were spoken. He said, by the next election, the Democrats will be so far left. They're going to come out of their corners. They're going to be socialists. They're going to let us know who they are. And it's I can't believe how true it was.
Carly, do you think this is a bad joke, or it's a real threat to our values?
Well, this has always been there. They've just been hiding. Now everyone's trying to compare it to when Obama was in the White House and we had our little tea party. And you cannot compare apples and oranges. Tea party was senior citizens dressed up as Uncle Sam and Betsy Ross protesting. This is, I believe, is turned into a Nazi communist party with this socialism agenda, with Antifa, with the call to arms for people to go out. I mean, every day. I mean, when they thought that the Mueller report was going to be somehow something was going to block it, they took to the streets of Manhattan in the thousands at Christmas time. It was insane. This is socialism. This is what they always were, with their open borders. Mm-hmm. And everybody come in because they have no vote. The black community has woken up. They've had it. They're sick of being poor. They're sick of being told what to do, how to think, and how to vote. They're revolting. What do you do when you have no one left to vote for your nonsense? You bring them in. You give them all free stuff.
It's
what do you do with poor people that are here already? You give them more free stuff. We're going to give you everything for free. Vote for me. Who would say no to that?
That's the problem. It's like
it's
a lure. It's a lure, and this is exactly what Hitler did. He offered free cruises,
exactly.
free vacations. They had 2 weeks on the coast of Germany to vacation. They built homes and apartments and places for people to stay, but they had to listen to propaganda every day. Volkswagens were offered as at the price of a motorbike. So who could say no? And then it starts with the children.
Then when they did, what happened when they did?
I don't know. They had people that told the line.
They were beaten?
Oh, those that didn't, yes.
You were beaten? You were beaten? You were thrown in jail? Your house was looted. You were carried away by police. Or if you then they would take your children. They would have to join the military. Then the children were brainwashed. So if you didn't toe the line, your own child would go behind your back, squeal about you, and have you locked up, your own children.
So they would rat you out.
Well, yes, exactly.
Irene, in looking at this green proposal, is there something in particular that you find really outrageous, that really hit home for you?
Do I find anything in particular? Well, we can't have planes anymore. And we have to be completely rid of all carbon fuel, fossil fuels, within the next 10 years. Because Alexandria says that in 12 years it's over for us, it's too late, so we have to do it all in 10. Change our buildings, change our cars, no more planes, no more fuel. And they'll give incentives. You know what it reminds me of? Solyndra. Solyndra. More money to people who are just donors and they just get rich and the people lose out. And the whole thing's preposterous.
It is
preposterous. Van Jones. But it was Van Jones who started this when he was the green czar. It was Van Jones, the self-admitted communist activist. And so this really isn't new. I mean, she's just taking it to a new level, but it's Van Jones. It's that whole Soros kind of undermine America thing. Transformation.
Do you think that this will get any traction, or people will just kind of wake up and say, you got to be kidding? This is not, I mean, it really strikes at the core of American values. I mean, I live in near Miami Beach, and I look out my balcony, and I see these gorgeous buildings on the beach that people come from all over the world during the season. Some live permanently, some not. I can't imagine them just knocking down these buildings and doing it in 10 years. Somebody mentioned, I don't know where I heard it, that you'd have to start leveling and building 33,000 buildings a day for the next 10 years. I mean, this is preposterous.
Completely.
But these are the real candidates, and they're all getting behind it. It's just unbelievable. What's up with cows, Carly?
You won't ask me that one until I start laughing.
I guess it used to be a nice cheese, laughing cow, great cheese. Unbelievable. I just can't believive it. It had to do with methane.
Cows because of the flatulence.
It's methane.
Cows, it emits gas, and that adds to the greenhouse gas effect. And basically, we'll have to either kill all the cows, so we'll probably binge on hamburgers for a few years. Maybe we'll feed a lot of homeless people. I don't know. She didn't have that in a proposal, but if they were going to do this, I think that would be a good idea to add. And so is it only cow farts, though? Has there been any scientific research that people or any other animals, like, is just cow farts?
I don't know, but on that note, I think we should take a quick break and jump off the bus.
Okay.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Okay, folks, we're back on the bus, and I want to continue on some of these elements of this new Green Deal. And that has to do with guarantees of jobs. And this also reminds me of the Hitler and Nazism, where there was basically only one job. It was the government. All the unions, it was one union. That was it. And in the 2016 election, there was a lot of rumblings. And now, Irene, you come from New Jersey. It's like the home of the Teamsters. And historically, the Democrats and the unions have been in bed with each other. Do you see any rumblings of that separation of becoming Trump supporters and to a return to America First philosophy?
Do I see that in New Jersey?
Yes. Or
where I live now, I live in a pretty, it's a Republican area. I'm no longer in Hudson County. But I see that this government or work for all or pay, even if you don't work, you don't even have to work. That's all been retracted. She's had all of that removed. She said that draft, that was just a draft. It wasn't really a part of it. The thing about jobs, for everybody gets paid whether you work or not. You don't have to work. They've been retractions. She was very quick. She's smart. She's learning how to fix things up real fast. That wasn't exactly accurate, she's saying. But it's insanity. It's actually insanity. It truly is Nazism. It's socialism. They're preventing us. It's fascism. We can't speak. I remember when Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, and I said to a friend of mine who was a neighbor, and we were talking very low, I said, we will never be able to talk again in public if Hillary wins. But, you know, I didn't think it was going to happen if Trump won. This whole thing, this whole uprising, it's all in reaction to our president. It's anything and everything to undermine the things that he wants to do to make America right.
So, you know, I wonder what's really behind this whole thing. And then what can we do about it? But, Carly, I want to ask you, is this about climate change or global warming behind this whole green movement? And how certain are we that it's an actual problem that exists? I mean, they're creating a proposal to basically level America and rebuild it, as Irene said, taking out the energy sector, taking out the health sector, taking out Wall Street, all for some ozone? Someone help me here.
All right. It's all about control. This is a globalist agenda. This was Obama's agenda. It would have continued with Hillary. We'd be at war right now. We would have cities leveled. We would have incredible poverty. People, we would have lines for food. It would be Armageddon. It would be the end if that woman had won. I will tell you that I believe that with all my heart, soul, and mind.
It was truly a miracle. It was truly a miracle.
That was the globalist machine to mow us over, to make us weak. It started with Obama's apology tour, giving money to Ayatollahs, and keeping us at bay and beneath the shoe of European countries.
Unbelievable.
Okay, that was it. Selling our secrets to China. All our intellectual property sold to China. They didn't steal it off of Hillary's laptop. She sold it to them. She sold uranium to Russia. And it was backed by her little cabal. Her little mafia buddies are now in there covering up for her, and one by one are being cleaned out of the White House. When this scandal hits, the world will be upside down. There are Americans that are convinced that Obama was a god and he was the end all and the best president ever. And one by one, President Trump is taking down his insane policies, and they're losing their minds. And the people don't realize how bad these policies were, but they have CNN, ABC, CBS telling them how bad Trump is. Orange Man is bad. You should revolt against him.
They don't know any better. Is it working? Do you think it's working, or do you think we'll get some rational thinking come back? This 2020 election coming
up. Look at the polling.
The polling is strong.
52%.
The polling is strong.
Approval rate, 52. It's growing. People are seeing the truth. People are catching on. I live in New York. I shouldn't be able to walk down the block because this craziness is all around me. But you know what? I speak my mind. And I say, well, you ask people questions. Oh, how is that working for you? Did you know such and such and such? Did you know this Green Deal will take away this much of your paycheck? Oh, I'm not getting all my taxes back, so it wasn't a tax break. I said, you're being taxed less in your weekly salary. That's why you're getting less.
I mean,
they have no idea. They don't understand.
They have no idea where the money would come from for such outlandish proposals. Could you imagine not having a car that runs on fuel? What are we going to have, little electronic charging stations on your street? And where's the power going to come from? Somebody said that it would take over 500,000 square miles completely full of voltaic cells, which is basically California and Texas. So there'd be no more Texas and no more California. It would all just be fields of voltaic cells. Well, where's Texas going to go? Where are the people going to go? And it just gets worse. Now, Irene, you have adult children and adult grandchildren. Where are their heads at this time?
Well, you know, it's ironic because, excuse me, they're all a Republican, which is a major shock. By the time I became a Republican, I learned that all my kids were, but they kept it from me because I was a Democrat in Jersey City, so they thought best not to tell me. So they're all on board. Most of my grandchildren are. I can see some of them beginning to vacillate a little bit. They've all been to college. One has a, there's only one and two more left to finish, but they're in, just about done with their indoctrination. But I want to say something about this climate change or global warming.
Please do.
John Coleman, who created the Weather Channel, I remember this years ago, wanted to debate because he changed. He said when he first decided or, you know, ran the stats and computerized the versions of what will happen to us with present trends, and he said, oh, my God, we're going to have global warming. And he was teaching this. Al Gore was a student. He was teaching, and then he learned over time, only because he was open-minded and only because he wasn't, reality was more important than what the graphs indicated. So he wanted to have a debate with Al Gore. And Al Gore said, he said that Coleman had become old and didn't know anymore how to think properly. And he refused. Coleman's gone. He's gone last year. Was 82 when he died, but so there will never be that debate, which I would have loved to have seen Coleman put Kerry right in his, or Al Gore right in his, you know, hip pocket.
I mean, what did Al Gore ever create? His father was a senator, right?
Yeah.
He's never. I don't believe he's ever been in business. And here you take an entrepreneur that started such thing as the Weather Channel. Being challenged for his intelligence?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's, come on.
That makes it stop.
It's a kind of the same thing with Trump. You know, he came in as a disruptor. He didn't owe anybody anything. He could not be bought.
That's right.
I mean, he has taken a problem and really just grabbed it by the horns. And the Democrats don't like it. I mean, this 2020 election is so critical towards the continuance of his agenda that if there is a problem with this, we better get to it right now because we need to support this man like ants coming out of an anthill that you disturb with a stick. We need to support him in numbers that have never been seen before. Well, we're in trouble. I mean, look at these other candidates. I mean, you got to admit that AOC, you have to admit that AOC should not be underestimated.
Not at all. She's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Well, you know, but she lied about everything. But she lied about everything. Do you know that it was Bernie Sanders, somebody on his campaign, he's the one. They actually interview people like they do for like The Bachelor to see who was a viable candidate. And her brother submitted her name. The whole thing's a lie. Everything about her is a lie. It's all just purposely manufactured to make her seem to be, you know, trendy and young and millennial-like. And it's all a scam.
Well, she's even considered trying to change an amendment to the Constitution that she could run for president under age 35. So,
oh my God.
And that's a good point.
Well, no, this is the popular thing. This is the popular thing, okay? She's got how many millions of, 3 million now on Twitter?
Yes.
So this is it. The media now is run by Twitter. Think about it. We are, because they will not do one decent, truthful story about our president, he has taken Twitter and has made it a weapon. This is how he gets his news out. This is how our president talks to us. This is the only way we find out what's really going on, because if you read his tweets and you put on ABC or CNN, you're not going to get the same thing that he's tweeting. You'll put on Fox, and yes, if you get past Scott Shepard Smith, who is another one, you'll actually, or OAN, which is very good, you get what he's tweeting, and you find out the truth. But you got to dig for it. And a lot of people aren't on Twitter. I joined Twitter because of the president, because I couldn't have cared less.
What would happen if President Trump would drop out of Twitter and start his own platform?
He's mentioned that in a tweet. He said, how about we start our own news channel? And I'm waiting for it. It'll happen.
Could you imagine how Twitter would dry up? Twitter would dry up. Twitter would vanish.
There would be a mass exodus. I have over 10,000 followers.
MySpace.
Whatever happened to MySpace?
Well, everybody went to Facebook, and look how crooked and Chinese controlled that turned out to be. And Twitter's no better. It's full of child pornography. I got friends that were busting these guys left and right. It's disgusting.
Our movement has really been a movement of salmon trying to go upstream. It's like only the strongest of us can survive. And he's
nice
the head
analogy.
Salmon. He's the head salmon. Mm. I mean,
nice
we
analogy.
Had 63 million people that voted. We ran the table on the Electoral College, yet we still feel like we're swimming upstream, don't we?
Yeah.
It's like we can't let our guard down.
You can't. This is a fight to the death. We're fighting for the soul of our country. Our president is fighting for the soul and the people of this country. The minute you let up, then you're going to have a midterm debacle, which I think a lot of it wasn't. I think a lot of it was crooked balloting, all right? A lot of those wins was not people vote. This was dead people votes. This was old Democrat tricks, okay? But we got to deal with it. But the Senate was the key. We got the Senate, so anything these bozos try to pass in Congress won't get past the Senate.
This is why they want to get rid of the president so badly.
Of course.
You know, you know, he's probably a pretty good guy. I just don't know if he's strong enough.
I'm laughing because he is such a strong, he has such strong Christian values.
That helps.
And he is a lot more straight-laced than President Trump is. So they're getting rid of one to get one, according to their values, even worse. That's what I find funny.
Well, on that note, we're going to jump off the bus for a minute, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back on the bus, and I'm with my guest, Carly Bonet and Irene Peduto. And I want to circle back to the Green Deal and whether or not it starts to really attack our Bill of Rights. We've talked about the First Amendment being under attack by Twitter, Facebook, Google. What are we really up against here with our Constitution? Carly, why don't you speak to that?
Well, you have to understand, this Green Deal takes away your choice of jobs and who you hire, because they're going to tell you what jobs you'll be taking, because they will be taking all the old ones away. We can't fly anywhere. They'll cut off commerce. We'll all be probably speaking Mandarin and buying Chinese products. It will be total takeover. We will be a globalist. We won't be a country anymore. Because if you heard, who is it that's running? She wants to join the
Are you talking about the Minnesota congresswoman?
Yeah, I forgot her name.
That's Ilhan Omar.
No. The one that's running for president now.
Ah.
Klobuchar.
I see.
Okay. She wants to join the Paris Accord again that that President Trump took us out of. Okay. So now you're talking the start of the globalism. Okay. Our jobs will be gone. They will take your guns away. See, like I referenced to at the very beginning of this, that's what the Nazis did. Take every single right you have away.
When I was watching the news a couple of weeks ago, when Roger Stone, when he was pulled away in an early morning raid, and it was really right up the street from me in Fort Lauderdale, that I said to myself, I can't believe in this country they're starting to use Gestapo tactics by the FBI. He posed no threat. He didn't even have a gun license. He was already cooperating. He's a senior citizen. And look what they did to him. If they did that to him, it could happen to any of us. Did I miss something? Are we not in a constitutional republic? Is not our voice allowed to be heard? It seems that every which way we turn, we're being threatened. I wouldn't wear a red hat in public. You know, God bless my mother. She's 93. She goes, Ray, don't you dare wear a red hat in public. Yeah. You know, on the one hand, she's right, but to think that that's where how far we've come is outrageous. So what do we do about it? Let's talk about some solutions that we can put our heads together. Irene, how do we stem the tide?
Oh, I guess the only way to do it is to make truth more easily accessible, because like you say, and I think Carly said it too, it's hard to find the truth. You have to look for it. Propaganda surrounds us in the news and the movies, the music, pop culture. We're surrounded. We don't have to do anything for that to become part of our awareness and consciousness. So for us, I mean, there are people like Dinesh D'Souza, Bill Whittle, so many people who are trying. Charlie Kirk, who's done America Turning Point for America. These people are reaching out and trying to get to the youth. You have to.
Yes.
You have to. That's where it's got to be. They're the ones going to Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk, going to colleges and universities and high schools and doing after-school programs, because they're not allowed during the school day because it's such a controversial subject, you know, saving America. I think the only response to that is the youth have to learn. It has to be accessible. It has to be more immediate. Otherwise, Trump is just a bump in the road of saving our country.
That's the real worry that we all have, is that this kind of insane leadership is going to get a hold of the reins to our country. I mean, we have a handful of people that could potentially direct our destruction. How in the world do we stop these people? I mean, I saw recently some of these, well, we all know about what happened in New York relative to the right to life. I mean, I'm from New York. I'm like completely ashamed that for the years that I lived there, for this to actually have been passed by the New York State Legislature and that governor.
Bloody Cuomo, what I call him now. Bloody Cuomo.
It's flabbergasted.
Yeah.
And the fact that they lit up the Statue of the Empire State Building in pink and cheered this. They cheered this.
Yeah.
Like this is some wonderful thing. Oprah Winfrey has an article in the magazine. This is months before this. Shout out your abortion. Be proud of your abortion.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on with these people? We're shouting out. We love the fact that we are allowed to murder and maim ourselves. This is okay. Listen, you don't have to be 100% against abortion, okay? There are people that say it's a woman's right. Okay, we get it. But this is just murder.
Yeah.
This is like, I have no words for this. This is sickening. Even people that are pro-life are sickened by this. Sickened.
Well, I'm probably one of those. I spent most of my growing up a Democrat. I was always kind of like pro-life. I always looked funny at the small protest on the street when I used to drive down the street, and they'd hold pictures of embryos, and it really didn't hit home. It was kind of like mainstream. Abortion was mainstream as a right.
You didn't think much of it because it wasn't in your face like it is now, with the pink
exactly.
hat and the marches. And it's my body, and I'm proud of my 3 abortions. And young women screaming nonsense like this. Mothers bringing their daughters in these stupid front hall hats to these marches. Basically, it's an outdoor rock concert. But it's like holding your daughter's hand. The hypocrisy is, aren't you lucky I didn't abort you? Now let's stand up so other people can abort their kids.
Yeah, I know. It's such a raw subject, but as a subject, it's raw. But when it gets legislated, that's where it has to stop. We have a constitution, and I think this issue is going to ricochet around, and it's going to land right in the Supreme Court's lap, and they are going to have to deal with this.
Why do you think they didn't want Kavanaugh? That's why they didn't want Kavanaugh.
No, but I think what they did in New York and what they tried in Virginia and what they're going to, I don't know, I think maybe California, I think what they're doing is circumventing the Supreme Court. It becomes a state right, and it's beyond the Constitution. The Constitution, what they've done in hurrying this through was to prevent, should there ever be an overturning of Roe versus Wade or any kind of conversation in the Supreme Court, this bypasses it. It no longer matters about what
Kavanaugh doesn't. You know, when you start... When states start putting in place legislation, this has all been done like very stealthily. I mean, 20 years ago, I mean, I can understand how somebody from Somalia can get enough representation in her district and get elected to Congress, like Congressman Omar. And I can understand how you get elected to Congress like Alexandria did in her district in New York. That I understand. I mean, that is our democracy. But when it unmasks a real desire to destroy the values of our country, that's a problem that we have to find a way to undo. You can't just a few people, like I said before, you can't just a few people change the whole nature of the world. They want to save the earth, like I said in the beginning of the show. Why don't we start with our own borders and have safety? What is the problem with that? They would garner more appeal by appealing to rational thinking. But the more they go on this track, they are going to lose 2020. Amen.
Well, I say from your mouth to God's ears.
And that's another thing. I just want to talk about the attack on God. What's happened? We know what happened in Nazi Germany. And by the way, there were millions of Christians that were executed as well as the Jews. And I think it's high time that the Christian and the Jewish community unite against these attacks that are happening every day. They want to take it out of the schools. They want to take it off money. You just don't want to be attacked for being a Christian today. This is absolutely insanity gone wild. So what can we do about it? Irene, where do we start? How can we come to some solutions against our religious freedom?
I'm having problems with, I'm a Catholic, so I'm having problems with the Pope because, you know, I mean the Pope and the priests and not, even in New York for, what's his name, what's your, Cuomo, for him to not be excommunicated. The churches rely on money. They rely on funding. All of this is money driven. I don't know if we're going to make a difference with the Catholic churches, and they're going to follow the money. It's like people in politics are going to follow the money. It's all about greed. It's all about power. It's all about wealth. And that's why Donald Trump is the exception. No pay, working like he does. I think the only way out of this is with Donald Trump and another 8 years, God willing, of somebody akin to him and people like Charlie Kirk and the what are the girls, Diamond and Silk. People who are, they appeal to a popular point of view. Twitter.
You know, I've always felt that Donald Trump, he's had to be very reactionary because of all the attacks. But yes. I truly believe he's more centrist in his approach. And he doesn't get any credit for that, that trying to unite. I thought his recent State of the Union address, he really tried to unite rather than divide. And it's the same thing. You know, he just gets laughed at. But I do believe that he's more centrist in his approach.
Yes,
so let's assume, there will be a time when Donald Trump is no longer president. We agree on that. That's just the way things are. I'm hoping it won't be for another 6 years. Who's after him? Who comes after him if
kids.
The Republicans...
I don't know. I had hope when Obama was president after the first term that he would not be voted back in, since the people who voted for him, you know, with their noble ideas would have looked and seen, you know, look what's happened. But that was a shock. But Trump is the biggest shock of all, that he actually won. So there's hope. We have hope. There's enough people in our country. We've got to stop illegal immigration. We've got to build that wall. We've got to, you know, get stronger on immigration, and we've got to make sure those voter polls are up to date.
Unbelievable.
I got to tell you, it is unbelievable.
Then there's a whole area of taxation. And the cost of the Green Deal. There's not enough wealthy people to take care of the top end of this. It's going to hit us. It's going to hit our children, our grandchildren. If this program gets traction, we're basically finished as a country.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping enough people wake up. And by the way, I do love Diamond and Silk. They're amazing. And mm-hmm. Candace Owens and Charlie mm-hmm. Kirk and all these folks, mm-hmm. Dan Bongino, mm-hmm. really trying to get the truth out about how this is all coming down. And... you know, we need to all speak out as much as possible. But it's like I said, it's like swimming upstream. I mean, I wrote two books. I got a third book coming because I felt an overwhelming need to at least express a point of view in the way that I do it. so that it's a permanent record, because I really see a point. This is nothing more than burning books. When you take statues down, when you fundamentally change how children are educated, you're burning books. When you shadow ban and suppress people on Twitter and Facebook, you're basically burning books. It's no different. So I keep writing every day. You guys have seen my stuff. I don't stop. I can't. It's like I'm compelled.
Your poem on Soylent
Green. I need more people to be like that.
Your poem on Soylent Green was amazing. Just so, I love how you take references from the past and kind of, you know, update them till today. That was a wonderful poem.
Thank you.
I read it yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's one of the things that I like is to take a current event and tie it to history.
Yeah.
Because our children aren't being educated the same way. I mean,
indoctrinated. Indoctrinated. That's not education. It's indoctrination. This is what the Nazis did.
With Hitler youth.
I know I keep referring back to it. I keep referring back to it because we haven't learned from our mistakes. I mean,
you're so right.
They keep saying, you want socialism? Look at Venezuela. And everyone's like, but in Finland they got free medical. I said, when you open that door, it's a slippery slope. Like when we had Roe v. Wade, abortion, fine. Now look what's going on. You open a door, it's a slippery slope, everyone comes through. All these bad policies come through because if one's okay, then all the other ones are okay. Where's the balance? There's never been a balance. It's always been one door opening to let all this other nonsense come in. This is what the Nazis did. This is what communism did. This is what uprisings do. This is scary. This should be scaring the hell out of every single American in this country. You think this woman's a joke? You think these policies are a joke? This is the door being opened. You watch what snowballs and what comes out of the bowels of hell to follow this thing. It's going to be a nightmare if it's not nipped in the bud now.
I couldn't agree more. That was so well stated. You know, I just want to thank both of you for coming on to explore. This is really raw stuff. And you know, Carly, your emotion, I mean, is
I can't help
powerful.
That. That's a New Yorker in me.
Me too. I'm a little more laid back, but I'm glad that you shed that kind of light on a subject. And
no, I don't want to sound like I'm angry, but you know what? I'm scared. And when you get scared, you get angry. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be a revolution because you've got all this craziness and you got people like me that have been standing in the corner and afraid to talk about how they feel. And here I am exploding because I have so much in me and I know so much truth and I know these lies.
Yeah.
It's going to explode and I'm exploding. You know
I
what
understand.
It's very frustrating.
As I started to say, shedding light on something is what this is all about. As many of you have probably heard me say, my mom said to me once, Ray, don't hide your light under a bushel. And this is what's driven me forward. This is what should drive all of us forward. I want to thank my guests for shedding their light on the subject. And my last words are, love Ray Ray and a poem.